When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You have a vision for your business. Your priority might be to
expand facilities
or
bring in the best talent.
At Century Insurance, we listen, learn, and work to understand your business and your plans to help protect your
new locations.
As your business evolves and your vision comes true, Century, right by you. Property and casualty coverages are underwritten and safety services are provided by a member of the Century Insurance Group, Stevens Point, Wisconsin. For a complete listing of companies, visit century.com. Policies, coverages, benefits, and discounts are not available in all states. See policy for complete coverage details.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota. So little time.
It's the corner where the troops at.
Is this the passing of the torch, right? Is this what this signifies?
It comes down to that front office and what they feel is most important.
The champ is here. We touched down from a higher plane. Why you in it here?
We always look forward to that week because it was always intense.
You know that we ain't coming back. We got to.
The man, the myth, the legend, Dante Hall. My favorite player growing up was Dante Hall. I love you guys and show, but Dante was my guy.
Get to dashing because you're done on the war feet.
This episode of Chief Concerns is brought to you by BetOnline.ag.
Marcus Dash here, and ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, this is the best time of the year. Our Chiefs may not be playing right now, but you got NHL playoffs, NBA playoffs, even though my Sixers are unfortunately out, but still a lot of stuff to be bet on. BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoffs. All the latest stats, news, and scores are available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds, lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Remember, BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Chief Concerns. I'm Marcus Dash here at legendary Chiefs tight end Jason Dunn. Everybody, I apologize for my hair. I just got back from the gym, so this is what you have to deal with tonight. Try to comb it down, couldn't do anything. But JD, how are we doing, brother?
Good, man. Good. So you've been over there, man, trying to get your swole on, huh? Before the show, yeah.
Kind of, you know, being on vacation last week, I think I only went to the gym 3 times while on vacation. It's trying to balance gym and vacation is very tough. So, like, you know, getting back into the swing of things, it was nice to get a nice little swell on today.
Good, man. Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. And coming from California, I mean, you was in front of the, like, the little, not a statue, but the thing for James Dean. So I think you have to, like, the James Dean hair going for you, man. It's, you know, you kind of throw it up and, you know, you're ready to rock. I think that's what that is, man. So, it looks good. It looks good, man. So, but everything's going good. beautiful Wednesday night. How's everybody doing? They're sitting over in the chat. You know, appreciate everybody showing up. What's going on? About time, Lewis, Wendy, Charles Driver. Let me see who else we got. Mike Brennan. I'm the Brown. My man, what's going on with you? Let me see who else is in. Maria's in here. Haram Abiff. Haram Abiff. Uh-oh. Cameron Johnson. Martin Moore. We here. We here in full effect, y'all. So good to see everybody. Good to see everybody. Good to get this thing popping, talking a little bit about these Chiefs, how they look during OTAs, all the little things, man. So it's exciting, man. You see these guys flying around a little bit today, Marcus.
Did you happen to see the Hollywood Brown bomb?
No, I did not. Ooh. I did not. I get to see it.
That got me excited. I hope everybody. I know it definitely got everybody excited to see Mahomes throwing a bomb to a fast receiver again. Just seeing that. Oh man, yeah. Hollywood Brown retweeted our tweet earlier, gave the three popcorn emojis, and then after that, one of his business partners of his Discord that he runs contacted me about potentially coming on Chief Concerns and doing a little interview with us because he's noticed that we're the group that broke his interest in Kansas City, and then mm-hmm. he's retweeted us like three or four times since then. So he's got his eyes on Chief Concerns. So that's there's potential of him being a guest on our show in the next coming weeks.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. We got to get him on. You know, we got to start reaching out, getting on some guys more. I know we said it, and I know where our lives get pushed here and pushed there. But we got a lot of things happening. We'll get these guys on here. We will. If we get Hollywood Brown out here, I think he'll love to come and do an episode with us. Talk some good football, talk some good life things. But I didn't get to see the bomb. But I already know what we got. I know what we got, Marcus. You know what I mean? I know what this guy has, the capability of it. So I'm gonna sit back and I'm just gonna enjoy the time and build it up because I'm waiting for these games to come. Happening when we start torching everybody for about 400 yards, Pat in the air.
Let me see. So I'm gonna see if I can share my screen real fast, and we can just go to it. Because if you haven't seen it, you guys, everyone needs to see this bad boy.
Trey L, what's going on? You say, hey, Marcus and Jace, what's up, brother? What's going on?
So can you guys see my screen? I don't know what it looks like. Okay, boom. Yeah. All right, so there it is. Okay, we're gonna go full screen on this thing. That is pretty. Ooh-wee. That is pretty.
Oh, man. Okay. Yeah, I like it. I like it.
I mean, the nine ball is back, JD. The nine ball is there. It's back.
Absolutely. Shoot, that's the reason we went to go get this guy, right? Because we wanted to be able to throw that nine ball, you know, without, you know, trying to look around and see where the ball is and you know, get behind the defense. So
he talked about that at his press conference today. He actually talked about that we hadn't seen the deep ball in a while. But he said it's back. It's back now.
Yeah, easy money, baby. Yeah, it is easy money. No, can't no. wait for it.
Just to see that every week. Just the fact that we have threats, you know, on our offense now that can do that between Hollywood and Xavier Worthy. It's gonna get defenses fits. And also, too, I know during the media portion, Kelsey, they said he was not there, but Kelsey was there today. The OTAs, the Chiefs photographers took photos of the offense, and he was out there. So, I believe the only guy who was not there today, I believe it was Chris Jones, was the only guy who was not there today as far as big-name guys. We'll get into a specific someone who was not there today buying motorcycles in Atlanta, but we'll get into that on our episode tonight.
Wizzy Burrow says Patrick is in heaven, guys. Yeah, man, he's on his toes right now. He is on his toes. I know he was just thinking, like, my goodness, yes, sir, we are back at it again. You know, so he had to let one turn one loose. He had to just open that arm up one good time, Marcus. You know what I'm saying? And just sling it on out there. That's good. I love seeing it. I love seeing it though.
And now he knows he still has it now.
Yeah.
Lewis, Jones, and Kelsey's what I've heard. Yeah, Jones is the only one of the two. Kelsey was there. Kelsey just wasn't there during the media portion of OTAs. So the first 10 minutes of stretching and like whatever they were doing, that's when the media was there. It was after that where Kelsey came out in the field and stuff. So he was there. You can go to the Chiefs photographer page or the Chiefs.com page. Go to OTA photos from day one. There's plenty of photos of Travis Kelsey in the game today.
playing hide and go seek. That's what he's doing, playing hide and go seek with all the media people, right? He had no time for him.
He gets paparazzi all the time. If he can limit the paparazzi and the cameras, I guess he will.
Yeah, he's probably like he's looking out the door. Oh yeah, they gone. Let me go. Here we go. Yeah. I'm up here real quick. Hey, Dennis. Yeah. See, hey, bye, guys.
Marion Oliver, no biggie. Marcus can chuck it down there. Field 80 yards. Yeah. I think the longest ever throw a ball is about 47 yards. So that's my long.
Man, right. Let's throw it, though. Let's throw it. I seen this on the sidearms. We seen our lead, Marcus. We seen you. We seen what that arm could do, brother. So, yeah.
For a slouch. 47 yards accurate. I've never gone to the 0 yard line. I just chucked it down there. Usually all the longest ball I've thrown 47 yards in the air was to a specific target. Had my buddy stand down the field. I just launched that thing.
So. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
So JD, before we get into the show tonight, I know you and I were talking offline about Mahomes' response to Harrison Butker's, the whole Harrison Butker, Benedictine college speech. Mahomes said, and I think it's very, very, what he said was very like right down the middle as far as like, he didn't want to get into it. And, you know, naturally you don't want to get into a hot topic like that. Just a controversial topic like that. But he did say he disagreed with Butker's speech, but he knows Butker on a day-to-day basis. And he says, he's a good dude. But you know, we don't have to agree with each other. And I think that's, there's something to that where it's like, you know, people can have different stances, you know, there's what Butker said and people have different views and opinions on life. We go to work with people all the time who have different views and opinions on life, but as long as they are a good person, as Mahomes said about Butker, like, you know, at the end of the day, like that's his beliefs. Yeah, I have my beliefs. And I thought his message today was very nice. It was a good message. And I think Chiefs Kingdom needed to hear that because it was pretty divisive last week.
Yeah. You know what, man? I think he didn't say he disagreed with all of it. He said he disagreed with some of it.
Yeah.
You know? So, that, you know, we just got to make sure we get that, you know, straightened out, you know, because, you know, the thing is, you know, how these things go, people pile on and hey, man, this has these things happen, especially like in this climate, in this age and day and age of where we are right now, where there is a lot of just divisiveness. Mm-hmm. And that's, to me, that is the disheartening thing for it all. And so Patrick just having to come in, and I saw the you know, the when he was doing the interview, and it was like coming from here and here, and people wanted him to say this and say that and say this and say that, right? And Patrick was like, hey, man, look, I'm going to tell you. Look, we're not going to agree on all things. I don't agree with everything that he said, and some things I agree with. And so, rightfully so, we can all have a, you know, a value of an opinion, but I'm a judge him on the type of guy he is with me and everybody else here. And so that's what Patrick wanted to do. And here's the reality is this, you know, in the locker room, you know, you're bringing everybody in from different walks of life, okay? Different religions, different thought processes, different, you know, whatever it is, okay? And what makes it so great is because you come together for a common goal outside of the differences. And the thing is, the locker room is such a great place where you do have some of these conversations. And Patrick said as much. I can remember, you know, same thing with, you know, when I was in the locker room, you know, guys that come in and sometimes it might just be someone's first encounter with maybe somebody looked like me or somebody from Kentucky, right? And they never knew somebody from Kentucky and they have all type of, you know, whatever thoughts of who people in Kentucky are. And the thing is, when I have a conversation, then things change or, you know, you start finding out that you value a lot of things that you thought that you maybe not were so on the commonality with. But I think with the entire thing, just getting left to right with these conversations, I think is what's really the bad part of it is the divisiveness that we find that we all have, which is so ridiculous that we get to that point because we do have a lot of shared common goals. We really do. Okay. How we get there is one of those things that probably need to be challenged. And so Patrick and like Buckner, you know, it's nothing wrong with challenging each other on your thought, right? Having critical thinking about particular things. But I do believe that diversity of thought is something that is one of our strengths. Even though we hear sometimes that it's not, I completely disagree. Yeah. And so because of that, you could be able to love guys beside you, love the guys that you're with, that you can bring these things together and talk about these things, and you can talk about your values, and you can find out exactly, hey, man, shoot, man, this guy is somebody that I would go to bat for, this is some guy that I love, and I would also, you know, go to bat for his right to say the things he wants to say, okay, and his opinions. Not to say that you can't challenge him, some of the things he said, because you can. But that's all right. That's okay. That's the way it should be. And as me, I'm a man of faith. I'm a deep man of faith. Okay. And I wear it on my sleeve. I think sometimes what ends up happening is because when you take that, you tend to put people in boxes a particular way. But you know, our faith does a lot more than that. It is a lot more loving, more accepting of things than sometimes people like to think. And so, when we are told to go out and we're told to talk and minister about the faith, we miss out on some of the most vital parts of what it meant to be, okay? And it meant salvation for all. A lot of it is that we all have the salvation, that we're all sinful. We all have these things about us that we need to get better at. When it talks about, you know, Rabbi, what is the two greatest commandments? Is love the Lord God with all your heart, soul, and mind. And second is, it comes on to yourself, is love your neighbor as you love yourself. That's the way it's supposed to do. Christ even asks us to love your enemies more than sort of anything else. I think we do a bad job of those things. I think we do a bad job. So we just need to understand that sometimes our temper responds to things. It should be in a loving nature toward one another, you know. I always talk about the same thing we did with Rashid Rice, is invoking grace with each other when we have these things. A lot of these conversations, societal issues that we may be talking about, there's no nuance in the conversation either. So when somebody takes a soundbite or something, there's no nuance in the conversation. And sometimes that's what we need to have. But I find it bothersome that sometimes people take it and yay, cheer for the team, your home team, right? The tribal part of it, okay? Yay, my side won. Yay, my side won.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
For those who embrace the impossible, the Defender 110 is up for the adventure. This iconic vehicle has been redefined with a modern design that lets you go further and do more. The exterior is reimagined with compelling proportions and precise detailing, complemented by an interior built with integrity. The Defender capability is legendary. Whether you're facing off-road challenges or harsh weather conditions, its durability has been tested to the extreme. Powerful innovations like the intuitive driver display and award-winning infotainment system keep you connected. Innovative camera technologies deliver unobstructed views and effortless maneuvering. And robust cargo capacity means more room for your gear. Ready for a wide range of adventures, the Defender family features the two-door Defender 90, the Defender 110, and the Defender 130, which seats up to eight. To drive the Defender is to explore with greater confidence. Push what's possible with a vehicle made to go further. The Defender 110. Learn more at LandRoverUSA.com/Defender.
I was explaining this to, we had this conversation on, we do a meeting on Tuesdays called Iron Sharpens Iron. And we had this conversation last night. And talking about the celebration of, you know, homemakers, but also to women having themselves to be able to do more, to give more to life than just what we've done, right? As one of the topics that was talked about. But more so, more importantly, I think it's that we need to get to the more the place of a common goal with each other toward the middle. We've been so much pulled from side to side about what do we not look at and we're not close enough to, that we start to look at each other and say, well, I'm not on this team. It's not the home team. Wait a minute, hold on. Okay. That's not right. You know, if we're talking about this is America, okay, this is what this was, blood, sweat, and tears, what was fought for, okay, to have these things, for these inclusions, for to have the people to be this way. And more importantly, you know, as somebody who is fiercely and wonderfully made, okay, saved through the salvation and grace, through all my sinfulness, is understanding that, you know, I have to love my brothers. I have to love my people. And I'm going to sit there, and I can't say that when I can't look at the plank in my own eye. Why would I say about the plank in yours if I can't talk about the plank in my own eye, right? So I got to be able to use my heart. One of the things I always talk about is the fruit of the Spirit. When we display the fruit of the Spirit, those are one of the things that there's no laws against any of those things, being the fruit of the Spirit. And so we got to look at that. I think we have to look at also, too, you know, the Beatitudes that we're talking about, the good book. We look at it as part of our faith. That's the things we need to understand. So we need to be more in this common goal, seeing each other for who we are. And I think we don't look at each other for that. We look at more so the divisive nature of what we don't like each other for, as opposed to the thing, what I'm sitting there saying, you know what, I'm looking at you because you're Imago Dei, right? From the image of God, all of us, every single one of us. And I can hug you and I can love you the way that Christ has loved us. You know, the whole reason why he came. So that's my little spiel for it. You know, I know I didn't want to really go on this whole rant for it, to be honest with you. But my thing is, when we're talking about football, we're talking about locker rooms, we're talking about each other coming in together with each other, you know, to for one common goal, but also two, to understand one another where we stand, right? And so if I got to fight for not just my family, I'm trying to fight for yours as well, okay? I'm not going to demonize you either. I'm going to hold your children up like you should hold my children up. I'm going to hold your family up like you should hold my family up, okay? And so in that, yeah, that's pretty much what I got to say. But
you covered all of that, JD.
Yeah, shoot. Hey, man, and I think some of the things like this, we need to, you know, put some of these things to bed. We understand the divisiveness. And then when somebody starts talking that way to you, like, hey, man, listen, like, look, we can let's talk a bit about how we should love each other. How can we get better with one another doing things, right? We may have different thoughts on getting there, but that's the beauty of it. Right. Yep. So
I think you know, our world can learn a lot from a locker room. Yeah. There's going to be differences. There's going to be differences of thought, like you said, in a locker room. But at the end of the day, like, you know, there is one common goal. They get into that locker room. They have that one common goal, is to, you know, play for that Super Bowl. Right. And at the end of the day, I think, like you said, everyone's being pushed left, pushed right. I think we are all in this together. We only have one life at the end of the day, and, you know, just trying to like kind of get through it together. Whether you are liberal, conservative, we are all human at the end of the day, regardless of beliefs, regardless of religion, regardless of a political party or political affiliation, we are all human at the end of the day. And we are just trying to get to the end in a very peaceful and hopefully, you know, very positive manner. So
absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, we'll get there. We'll get there. We got to make sure that we try to get there, okay, with understanding and using more knowledge and a little bit more heart, and, you know, and empathy for one another to get that to that point. So I'm all about, man, love. If I'm trying to be a representative of my Savior, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm going to try to live the way he said to live, do the things he says to do it his way. and understand that, you know, we are born in sin, shaped in it, but, you know, we have salvation. So yep. The thing is, you know, that's why I say when everybody who was on here, you know, anytime they come on the channel, man, I love each and every one of you all. You know, I could disagree with you, but I still love you. You know what I mean? That's what my heart says. Okay. If I give the shirt off my back, that's what I'm going to be able to do. So,
And that's why we're big proponents of whenever we see anyone, you know, being personal, talking politics on the channel, it's like in a negative light, regardless, we say no politics here. And when people are being negative to one another, it's like, all right, you get one warning and then you get the boot. I mean, that's pretty much how I do whenever I see comments where people are like being, you know, personal with each other on our YouTube channel. When we're talking football and talking about things like there's no need for that negativity. Just you can have a normal conversation about it. This isn't a Twitter. We treat our channel not like the Twitter allows people to go at each other back and forth. If you're negative and you know, mean spirit to the other person on our channel, you get the boot. You get one warning back, and then you get the boot if you continue with it. And
we've had
people in the past do it.
Hey, love them anyway.
Oh yeah, I'll still
love them anyway.
I'll love them on the way out the door.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah, but that was a beautiful response to the whole Bud Crew thing there, JD. And I thought Mahomes' speech today was great. I think he does. If he wants, I don't know if he wants to do it, but when his football career is over, he can definitely run for public office because he's polished, man. He is polished.
Well, look, we need good people, good hearted people, right? And the understanding of everybody, you know. And so not all the bickering. Shoot, man, like. Let's tone all that down. Let's start talking about, you know, becoming better. How do we do that? Right. Sure. From everywhere. So.
Sure. All right. So now we're going to get some OTAs talk, JD. And we got some good stuff going tonight with the boys being back out in the field again. So we're going to begin with Kadarius Toney. This is a guy who, you know, a couple weeks ago, Andy Reid said he's still the most talented guy in the locker room. You know, he had the whole, you know, the scratch from the Super Bowl where, you know, we said he was hurt and there was that Instagram video that he talked about how, you know, he said a lot of obscenities, but that he wasn't hurt. It was lies. And, you know, he was scratched from the Super Bowl at the end. And then a couple weeks ago, Andy Reid said he's one of the most talented guys in the room and they're looking for a bounce back season from him. But now, first day of OTAs, he was not there. And I did some research on this, JD.
Okay.
His rookie year with the Giants, all right, absent from OTAs. His sophomore year, the year we traded for him, absent from OTAs. The only year he was actually at OTAs for this phase was last season. And that was the season he was going to go in as our number one guy. And now back to this year, fourth year, absent from OTAs. So it's kind of a trend. When he misses OTAs – with a team, he gets traded 100% of the time. So I don't know if that's what's going to happen. But JD, when you've been one of those guys you don't want to give up on Kadarius Toney. We've talked about Kadarius Toney. You've been adamant that he could have a real big piece in this offense this year as not being the go-to guy, but being a part of that kind of the element of this offense, another explosive piece to this offense. And with him not going to OTAs today, I mean, you and I were both shocked. Me, you and Tayshaun on the show earlier were just shocked that he wasn't there. What does this mean for Kadarius Toney's future in Kansas City?
I don't know. You know what? I have no idea. I can speculate all I want to. You know, and it's really, this is on Andy and them to make this decision, obviously, but it's all about how they look at it. I don't know if he got a clearance or if, you know, Kadarius Toney told him, like, hey, listen, I'm not going to be here at the OTAs. I know it's voluntary. When you hear voluntary, we know it's like mandatory voluntary is what that is, okay? And for a guy that may be on the cusp of, you know, on the bubble with, you know, where your future may hold, I would assume that he would take every chance and opportunity to be in front and center for every single team activity, organized, you know, workout. So. That's what OTA is, organized team activity. So that's, I don't know. Chris Jones wasn't there, right? But Chris might already had, you know, maybe something already in the works that he talked to Andy about. So Andy's the only one that could give a pass. If he's had a conversation with Andy before he left or let him know he wasn't going to be there, then that's, you know, I can't say whatever. But I'm just, my assumption is if a guy who is, like I said before, who may be fighting to be a vital part of our offense, I would think that you would want to be there for every little thing you had to be. Okay. Now look, this is his decision. He's a grown man. Okay. This is his career. So he's got it in his hands. This is right here. This is his hands. What do you want to do with it? They might not look at it any other way. Like, hey man, look, it is voluntary. So be it. So we'll see how everything comes down, see how it all works out when he gets back. So it's hard to say. I don't know what this means at all. But I just will say that, like I said, man, me, myself, if that was me, I'd be there. I know all OTAs. I don't think I ever missed OTA. Voluntary workouts, I don't think I ever missed it. But also, I think I had also worked into my schedule, or at least in my contract. You know, I was getting bonuses too. Guys were working to get bonuses off of it. I don't know if he had it in his contract or not. But still, even that, man, it's just, what you're trying to develop is relationships with guys. You know, this is your teammates. And so when you're there, you know, you can just see everybody. Everybody's the first time. Hey, how you doing? How's it been? What you been doing the whole offseason? You know, you just get to see all you guys, man. It just makes you feel good just seeing all the fellas. So, and I don't know. I don't know, man.
Well, for me, it's like, okay, Chris Jones, he wasn't there, but like, certain guys get that pass, and obviously Andy's got to be the one to approve it. But like, let's say I did, and based on what we've seen a photo on his Twitter that he was at the beach somewhere, and I saw another photo of him from yesterday buying a motorcycle, I believe. So it's like, what are you doing? I don't know what is going on in his personal life, but like, you know, if what we're seeing is, you know, he's just kind of leisurely traveling around the United States, you know, at beach, motorcycle. And then we're also talking about, because we've talked about potentially being cut from his team. I mean, for the fact that he was on thin ice after that whole weird fiasco during the Super Bowl, where he's claiming the team's lying about him not being, him being injured when he's okay. And then he gets scratched from the Super Bowl. And then first stage of OTAs, you get a couple weeks ago, Andy Reid talking about still, oh, this guy's still the talented, one of the most talented guys on the team. But then their first chance to show this kind of a renewed passion with the squad again, you're not there. Mm-hmm. It's like, what? I mean, especially when we talk about that Rashee Rice, we don't know what's going to happen with him to start the season out. So there's going to be reps for you potentially, a good reps, even with Hollywood Brown, even with Xavier Worthy there. You are in Sky Moore among the, you know, the veterans in that receiver room. You're not there to start the season out. Even forget about the welcoming the guy, the new guys to the team and stuff. Dude, if I'm on offense and I hear Travis Kelce's there and Patrick Mahomes is there, I should be there. I mean, like, I should be there.
Yeah. No, I agree. I do agree. You know, when you're having, you know, some different activities before that, you know, the lifting and whatnot, then yeah, you could, hey, fine. But, you know, OTAs, the main guys are there. No reason why you shouldn't be there. At least for me, that's my estimation. I'm the Browns away. JD missed OTA. Nah, never. I'm the Browns. Never. I never missed OTAs. You're only here for a couple of days. Why not? And, you know, you kind of get back in the city just to relax a little bit. Like I said, build that rapport, get that chemistry down, like Lewis Cutworth is saying. You know, get the chemistry down with Pat. You got all the guys there. Everybody gets to see all the bodies. Okay, so I don't know, man. Look, it's on each and every man to make a decision about what he wants to do with his job, how he wants to take it. The responsibility, the commitment, does this send a message that he may not be as committed? Some people may look at it like that. We could say in our perspective that he was on the bubble or he was, you know, on thin ice. We don't know. We don't know how any of them are thinking also too. Any of them like, hey, look, like we good to kind of see what's going on with him, and he's going to be fine when he comes back. For the life of me, And I'm, this is not just as a player, but if I was the coach, I'm like, listen, man, like, it'd be good for you to be here. I'm not going to twist your arm. You can do whatever you want to do. You can go to the moon if you like to, okay? I'm just telling you right now, when it comes down to it, when we're thinking.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
About getting guys rotation, you know, it would be good for you to be here so you can see where you are with everybody else. To be part of that rotation. To be where that guy, if you're number the second or third guy working in or the fourth, shoot, let that be you. You take the reps. You come show everybody what you can do. So that's, I don't know. We talked about this. This where maybe a veteran presence could tell you some things about, hey, man, look, if you here, you know, for a few days, what's it going to hurt? What are you missing? I know you just had a baby also, too, this offseason, right? So, that could be where, hey, you know, coach, I want to go spend some time with my family. All right, well, fine. You know, I'm not going to deny you that. But don't think for a second that these things could be a determining factor in coach's mind on how they feel about a guy. Truly. Chris Jones is good because that sucker just signed a contract, right? ain't going to get money back from him. They like, all right, Chris. All right, man, we'll see you. Okay, when you coming in? We need for you to be here in minicamp. Oh, coach, I'll be here in minicamp. OTAs, I'm going to go over here. I'm going to go work out. Okay, fine, cool. All right, have a good time. Like you said, he earned the stripes. He earned the stripes to do that. I don't know, man. Hey, that could be, for us, be a bad look. For any of them, no news at all.
Do you think it's weird? Because, you know, he's one of the most senior guys in that. I mean, it's him, Sky Moore, Justin Watson, you know. But, like, of the guys who should get reps, he's one of the most senior guys of that team in the receiver room. Do you think it's odd that we see Rashee Rice, who was there last year with Tony, but he's been working out with Hollywood Brown, just those two been like kind of like, I mean, Hollywood Brown's first time in this room, him and Rashee Rice right away gravitated toward each other and they've been working out with each other pretty much all offseason, even before the accident. And then after the accident, we've seen footage of them over this past weekend working out with each other. They've really taken to each other. Do you think it's weird that Tony's not a part of that? I mean, I would think if I was in that locker room from the last year, no, you don't think that's weird?
No, because some guys just gel with others. You know, sometimes, you know, some guys just gel with one another. And if you have that rapport with some guys, hey, man, what's going on, man? Hey, look, this off season, let's get together. Let's get some work in. Cool, let's do it. You know, another guy, I'm like, hey, man, let's get together. Oh, man, should I, you know, I got some other things going on, maybe a couple photo shoots where I got to, you know, doing this. I love to, but I just can't do it. And so you just like, okay, well, you know, let's go with what we can go with, right? And so sometimes guys that work hard, and I'm not saying that KT doesn't work hard. I'm sure he works hard when he's there. You know, you just find like a kindred spirit somewhat. That's what you do. And so Hollywood Brown and Rashid have been those two guys. They're two guys who want to challenge each other to get better, okay? Because the thing is, the competition about being the number one, to be honest with you, on the team is something that you want to be able to see. I want to see how good this guy is, okay? If I could make this guy better, I want to make him better. I want to push him to be the best, okay? I'm trying to be number one, but I'm going to push him to try to be the number one too. So as long as we challenge each other, we have the same mindset, we're going to get better. The team's going to get better based off those things. Some guys ain't on the same boat with that, man. They just not. So and teach his own, right? Teach his own. Hey, if you don't want to come hang out with the guys and work, cool. That's fine. No problem, my brother. We'll see you, you know, OTAs. And then all of a sudden you ain't in OTAs. Well, you know, guys looking around like, man, where JT at? I don't know, man. I talked to him, man. I think he might be, you know, somewhere, you know, doing something else. Oh, okay. Well, shoot, man. Hey, ball out. Get the reps. Shoot. Some guys, more reps for me. More reps for me.
It looked like everybody else was there today from the wide receiver room. I didn't see anybody else missing. I mean, Xavier Worthy, obviously rookie, but he was there, just wasn't participating. We're going to get to him later on. But let me ask you, you mentioned about volunteering that your time to go to.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How much, and obviously when they say it's voluntarily, wink, wink, but like how much of that really is we say volunteer, but we actually mean your ass needs to be there kind of thing. I mean, how much of it is that? It's like actually mandatory, but they just call it volunteer.
It is known when they say voluntary, it is mandatory. Okay. Now, some guys take it as you will. But I tell you what, if you're a rookie, you're a second or third year guy, you better not even try it. Unless something pressing comes up, then cool, whatever. But if you're in the rotation to be on some things, you better be here. You better be here. And the coaches let you know, hey, man, you need to be here. Oh, coach, why didn't, hey, man, you need some things to work on. You want to be impressive for these coaches. You know how to stand on the table for you? It's all offseason. They talked about cutting you. And you sitting over here walking around with a toothpick in your mouth thinking you're okay. That ain't what it is. And so, guys, you get a sober reality of things when you like, oh, snap. Like, for real? They say, yeah, like, for real. They were talking about cutting you. Like, you walk around here, you know, with your chest out, walking on your toe all the time. Hey, man, they ready to get rid of you. And that's you got to have that real conversation. I don't know if somebody's had a conversation with Tony. Maybe they haven't really brought it to him like that. I'm sure they have. And maybe to him, he's like, hey, man, I'm going to be all right. Okay, cool. Barbershop said, let's just call it what it is. KT doesn't have a professional work ethic. I don't know the guy. I haven't been in a locker room with him. I know he works hard when he's there. Everybody's professionalism is not the same. Shop, you know what I mean? I get what you're saying, though. I get what you're saying, okay? Because what I would say, like, that would be the professional work ethic is come in to OTAs and bring your suitcase and go your hard hat and go to work. Sure. Absolutely. Can't really disagree with you, to be honest with you. At least my perspective, how we would think somebody is working. But let's just say we see him. He's not OTAs and he's out. Like you said, he might be on the beach running, catching balls from whoever. I don't know. Just saying, but it's all open to speculation. It really is. This is open door to these things. I'll tell you what, the weeks coming up is going to be a telltale sign of where everything is going to go, right? I mean, it really is. So, especially Xavier Worthy was out. This is the time you're supposed to get reps in. You didn't know he was hurt, but then you running with the ones. You know, you're in that rotation, right? So, it's opportunity, man, blown, I think. That's me. I think it's an opportunity that could be blown. You got to look at it that way, man. You got to look at it that way. Man, that gun.
10 days from now is June 1st. And JD, I don't know how these things work, but would a team let a player know, like right now, for example, hey, post June 1st, we plan on cutting you. Just want to let you know that before OTAs. I mean, would they let a player know that? I don't know. I mean, is that something that would they let them know that if that was the plan?
I don't think so. I don't think so. If anything, we see how guys are flying around catching the football. Well, shoot, if you think about letting him go, or maybe you're trying to get him on another team. Maybe like, hey man, shoot, we get some balls thrown to you. Make sure everybody sees that you're okay, right before they take the chance. But I don't know. I don't know as far as I don't think I've ever heard anything like that. Okay. And you know, through my time, my experience, if anybody's ever told, say, hey, look, you know what? Like, we're just not going to retain you, so you got to go do what you want to do, and go from there. My question is, you know, why wait? Well, I guess you had to wait. So if you're doing it June the 1st and you're sitting over saying, hey, this ain't going to cut it. This ain't going to cut it. So
I don't know. I'm just trying to find a reason as to why a guy who maybe a fringe roster guy anyway, on the bubble anyways, why you wouldn't show up to OTAs.
I don't know, man. He's got his reasons. Whatever his reasons are, you know, sits with him. The conversations he's had is probably with Andy. We don't know what that looks like. So,
do you think his days are numbered in Kansas City? If you had a bet on it, do you think his days are numbered in Kansas City if he doesn't show up? If you had a bet on it, I would bet on his days being numbered. Even before this, I would say it was already like, eh. But now this, I think it kind of puts the cement stamps.
I will say this: it's not a good look. Okay, that's what I would say. For something that is voluntary, mandatory, well known, this is not a good look. And who's to say, especially like that with the Giants, and he didn't go to OTAs up there either. Guys, teams look at that. I'm sorry, they do. It's the reality of it. They look at that and say, man, this guy's not bought in. He's not bought in. And you could coach him, be like, oh, yeah, go ahead. Have a good time, right? Yeah. Hey, send me a postcard. Let me know how the vacation was, okay? It's going to be good. All right, coach. As soon as the sucker gets out the door, like, shit. Hey, man, pack his stuff up. Pack it up. Coaches, listen. Who's not here? Well, we see who's not here, coach. That we know that, okay, and so we got to consider moving on from this guy, because right now these things ain't working. That's a red flag for us. I thought we'd let it be known what we needed for him to do, what needed to be committed to, his responsibility to be here with his guys. It was important to be seen that way, and he's not here. So, hey man, I think we got to move on. Those are the conversations coaches have. This is what happens in meetings when we having these conversations. We talking. This is how we talk as coaches. And so, you know, as a wide receiver coach, you're like, man, look, I didn't do everything. I didn't tell him what all he needs to do. Told him he needs to be here. Hey, he's not. But like I said, we could be sitting over here talking and speculating and wondering all these different things, these different scenarios. And anybody be like, yeah, go ahead. Don't worry about it. You're good. Okay. So
interesting. Yeah. Amon-Ra Brown, maybe KT went to get rid of his gold and platinum teeth.
Silly on the ground. Funny, crazy.
All right, so now we're going to fluctuate to a person who was at OTAs today. Some people thought he maybe shouldn't have been, maybe he should be suspended. But Rashee Rice was at OTAs today, and there's been an update on his legal situation. So we're going to talk about his nightclub incident that happened. So just a few weeks after the alleged nightclub assault, Charges have now been completely dropped. The man who Rice allegedly punched in the face has dropped all charges, according to Dallas police. He has filed an affidavit withdrawing the complaint per NFL media, calling the interaction a misunderstanding. And then today, Mahomes did talk about the Rashee Rice and how he and other teammates are talking to him amidst his offseason drama.
Mm. It's not just me. I think he's just trying to do whatever we can to teach him how to learn from his mistakes. I mean, obviously, that was a big mistake, but you have to learn from it, make sure it doesn't happen again, and try to do whatever you can to be the best person you can be in society, not only for yourself, but for the people around you. And I think he is doing that. But right now, we're just going to keep trying to do whatever we can to get him on the right path so that he can be a great football player, obviously, but we want him to be a great person, too.
So, again, Mahomes is just, this guy knows how to speak in front of the cameras. I think I read that he actually denied doing SNL because he was kind of nervous about doing Saturday Night Live, which based on the way this guy speaks in front of the camera, I mean, he's phenomenal.
He's not ready for that yet. That's a whole different thing right there. Okay. So I think he understands where he needs to be. You know, he knows the limits to where he needs to be, so he's good right now. Pat knows.
He's doing good with these, especially press conference where he had the Blake situation. Then he got to talk about this Rashee Rice situation. Two pretty, not really football related topics that he had to tackle, and he tackled them with grace. But JD, what do you make of the latest with Rashee Rice, the charges being dropped, and what do you think? What do you make of what Mahomes is saying, and obviously what's probably going on behind the scenes with Rashee Rice being at camp or OTAs, doing workouts with Hollywood Brown, and then what Mahomes and other teammates are talking to Rashee Rice about being kind of a professional in the setting now?
I mean, everything Patrick said is correct. With what happened, you just got to learn from it. I mean, these are like storms of life that you have to learn from. Okay. This is a huge one. And so, you know, he's a grown man. You can't hold his hand. You can't be around him forever. All that you can do is just tell him, hey, look, man, conduct yourself wisely. Everything that you do, you make sure that you're using your brain. Think ahead, all these things. Don't put yourself in jeopardy. And so I think Rashid would learn from the very first one not to get involved with this guy right here who dropped all the charges. And look, we have no idea. The guy, I'm not going to say it was a money grab, but
this episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Rashee Rice was a hot topic. He understand that. He had a target on his back. And so it's nothing for somebody to try to take advantage of that at the right time, right? Oh, it's Rashee Rice. Well, he knows that he's under the microscope right now. Rashee knows that. So he's got to conduct himself in that regard. And he didn't do so. So, and I said this before, not denying that you can't have just a regular life, but you're not a regular guy. You don't need to be out somewhere at 2 o'clock in the morning or anything, getting into it with anybody. None of your boys or your team that's around you, you want to just eliminate all of it. Eliminate it all, man. Seriously. So anybody try to bring any trouble to you, you bolt. You get out of there. Don't even be there to begin with. You know what I'm saying? So he's just got to learn from it. He's right. You just got to tell him, hey, man, learn from what your mistakes are. Okay? This is your career. This is your life. Your life. You could have lost your life. Could have killed others. This is how serious this is. So you can't just be out there flippantly doing things, okay, because you play for the Chiefs. You're a Super Bowl champion. People are going to be finding you everywhere that you go. They're going to take pictures of you. You need to understand that. You need to understand that there's going to be situations you don't want to be in, and you got to conduct yourself wisely. So that's what it's all about. Patrick was right in everything that he said. Rashee just needs to listen to it. He needs to abide by it. And he just stays on his P's and Q's, period. Rashee Rice has to get some better guys. Absolutely. Get some better guys around him. But more certainly, he has to be a better guy himself to know that. He has to be a better guy. You have the best people around you. But even if you don't have the best people around you, but if you're still the problem, that's the issue. So he just got to know, like, hey, man, I got to do things differently. I got to do things a lot better. I got to conduct myself in a more professional manner than what I have been doing this whole offseason. And this right here is a wake-up call. It's a wake-up call for him, right? So hopefully he'll learn from the mistakes, man, and just stay away from it all, man. Just stay away from it all. But this guy right here dropping the charges, you don't know what transpired with all these different things, man. We don't know. But I was a little speculative of this anyway when it kind of came out. You know what I mean? But still, he shouldn't be around none of it. Go ahead, brother.
I got to say, I saw a lot of comments people make. So when I first read this, I was like, well, he's withdrawing the report. Interesting. Mm-hmm. This speaks to me like a little money under the table, maybe. Like, hey, like, shut your mouth about this. Like, you and me can handle this. You don't, we just drop the charges, please. I'm already going through a lot of crap. That's what it could have been. I don't know. It's an alleged thing anyway. But like to hear the going to the police to withdraw and just saying it's a misunderstanding now. That's like something like back in like when you watched the old mafia movies back in the day. It was like, oh no, he didn't do anything. It was just a misunderstanding. Like
Pocket. It's okay. Right. or just access to Rashee Rice maybe at a different time. You know what I mean? Like a misunderstanding. Like, look, dude. Like, I ain't got nothing against you. I was just trying to tell you, man. You sitting over taking pictures of me when I didn't want to have the pictures taken of me. I could have helped you out. You could have been my guy. You could have been my photo dude, some other time to help me out. How come we can't just work together? So dude might have sit there like, okay, I got what you're saying. So where if he drops the charges, he doesn't really look like the bad guy himself, right? Could be money under the table. We don't quite know. But also, too, maybe because of the video didn't quite show the assault, like you said. That's another thing. Now, when you're getting grilled by lawyers and whatnot, it's a real thing, man. So if you made some allegations against somebody, and none of that is true, you made an incident bigger than what it was, then we might hold you to account. That could be slander, defamation of character. Sure. So we can prosecute you for some things, right? Bring some charges up on you. And I guarantee if you start getting some lawyers in your pocket, okay, one of the guys, I guess, used to be a senator, and he's got some powerful people. Let them lean on you a little bit. Okay, well, let's drop some charges. Things can change. So there's a lot of different ways things can happen with this story, man. But I tell you what, this is another learning lesson. This is another bullet that he dodged. Don't make it a third. Don't make it a third, man. Stay away from it all. Every single thing. Stay away from it all. So that's where he needs to be. And everybody needs to check up on him. I'd have you, man, you call, check up on everybody else too. How about that? So, yeah. But yeah, man, you can't look, take off the training wheels. You didn't, he's not a kid. He's not a kid anymore. He knows that. He knows that. So,
it's since that incident, the nightclub assault, alleged nightclub thing, more videos of him working out with Hollywood Brown. And then obviously being at OTAs right now, it seems like he's, you know, trying to fill, you know, whatever, you know, the nightclub stuff, you know, the racing cars. Seems like he's filling the time that he has with like working out with Hollywood Brown. So like if Hollywood Brown, who, you know, we talk about, we need a veteran. He's still pretty young, but he is a veteran in the league. Bringing him under his wing, it seems like that could be a beneficial like relationship there, where he can, you know, be with Hollywood Brown. They can work out together, hang out together, play video games together, do whatever, you know, just to stay out of, you know, racing cars.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right, and he should. That I think Hollywood Brown might be a good guy, like to hang out and do those things. The problem is the downtime when you're not with him, right? And things can happen, you know, in a matter of hours. It don't take no more than a minute to get in trouble, Marcus. We know this. It only takes a minute. So that's why he's got to be fully conscious and aware of everything that's going on around him, in and out. Hey, Rasheed, bye. See you. Talk to you later. About time said another chief show that says had a prosecutor on it said it's not the cameraman's choice to drop it. It had to be the DA's to do it. So that could be it. You know, so the DA could have dropped it because there was really no sufficient evidence, you know, to bring about, you know, charges. So whatever it may be, still, it's another bullet, you know, he dodged, right? So find something else to do, man. Pick up pickleball, right? So
about time, just keep Rice away from Browns.
100%. 100%. No doubt about that. Do not get that Joker involved with him at all. That dude is something else, man. He is something else.
Paolo Kawhi, Chiefs management should lay down the law to these guys when they were signed. We pay you, don't mess it up, or that money is gone and you're gone. I mean, that's pretty much what you at the rookie symposium, they pretty much say don't screw up, essentially, right? Isn't that like, if you read between the lines, it's like, don't mess up. I mean, essentially.
Well, it's a contract. It's a contract. So you have a contract with a team to do work. And if you fulfill the contract, you put it in, you know, in harm's way, it's detrimental to, you know, the look of the organization, you definitely can be gone. And guys understand it, and they take it in and maybe like, oh, okay, yeah, I'll be able to get away with it. And I told one of my boys yesterday, he was like, hey, man, you ain't never did it. I said, look, man, I just never got caught with certain things. I dodged a lot of different bullets, and I'm sure I'm not speaking for myself. I'm sure I can speak for everybody on this whole feed and everybody on here that we've all dodged some bullets that we probably we know the things that we did we probably shouldn't have been doing. Okay, so I'm not alone in this at all, but I have learned, and I'm saying, hey, you know, that wasn't a good decision. That was stupid, right? It was stupid, and so when it does hit you. Lightning done struck twice. Hey, man, stay out of the storms. Get out of the rain, okay? Because that lightning is looking for you, buddy. Don't be that guy. So,
and hopefully this offseason, I mean, obviously most guys don't have to go through what Rice has gone through with what he's done this offseason. But and forget, I'm not even talking about this. I'm just talking about the racing on the highway alone. That in a nutshell is awful as it is. But with that, with everything that's come from that, and we're still waiting from to come from the league as far as suspension, I think this is a big learning lesson for him. As you said, JD, thankfully no one died. Obviously, there were some injuries that people went to the hospital and stuff. So that's bad. But the fact that, you know, that he can hopefully learn from this and come out a better person on the other side.
That's what we hope for. And that's when you have a guy like Patrick Mahomes as your quarterback and what he said there and other guys in that locker room to be kind of, you know, mentors for Rashee Rice. I think that's a beautiful thing. And hopefully, you know, he can come out a better person after this whole situation.
Yeah, 100%, man. 100%. You just know that the stench is following you right now. It's time to get rid of it, right? Cut it off. I don't care from where it is, if it's you, if it's people around you, whatever it may be. If you got to change your mindset, get that thing done, okay? Because you can have a long career here in the NFL, be one of the great ones to put this uniform on, and you don't want to screw it up making bad decisions, pure and simple, right? So,
100%.
Yeah. Said, is it true that Andy doesn't talk to rookies? No, Andy talks to rookies. I think rookies are intimidated by Andy more so than anything. Yeah. So Andy's just kind of, he'll mess with them, obviously, and he knows that they're in awe. They know that. But for the grace of God, there go I. Absolutely. But you keep doing good things there. You go, you had it. Yes, Sandman. That's right. Lights out. Sandman, lights out. That's what it would be. Okay. Mr. Sandman.
Yes.
All on your job. They'll put you to bed, buddy. They will. They'll get rid of you. So it's funny.
Speaking of rookies, so another guy who was at OTAs but didn't really participate was Xavier Worthy, held out of OTAs with a hamstring injury, a minor hamstring injury that apparently he said he got a few days ago. That's what Coach Andy Reid said. But a lot, obviously, with the hamstring injuries, people have seen guys like Cooper Kupp, who they, you know, those hamstring injuries, they plague him for a long time throughout the season. And some guys can get bad ones where it just kind of lingers with them all season. They don't really get to play that much and never really get to 100%. And they play through these hamstring injuries. So a lot of Chief fans are worried about that. A guy who hasn't hit the field yet already has a hamstring injury. JD, what do you have to say to fans who are already worried about Xavier Worthy and having potential lingering hamstring injuries throughout his career?
I don't think it'd be something lingering. It's better to happen now than during the season. And I think the Chiefs understood that and managed it, that if you had any type of hamstring tightness, there's no need to come out here and try anything to get, you know, to make it worse than what it is. And so guys could just feel tight. And so if you're feeling tight and he's like, I just didn't feel like it's loosening up, might a little tweak. Hey, take a break. You just sit here, Rook. Take it all in. I want you to be in the huddle, learn everything, listen to all the calls, see where your guys go, and that's all we need for you to do. Just soak up and retain the information. I don't think it's a problem. This is what fast guys do. They always get hamstrings. That's what you see fast guys have, hamstring problems and issues. But he'll be able to manage it. This right here is just one of those things. It's just one of those things. It's not a big deal. I don't think it's a big deal at all, to be honest with you.
Yeah, today I just saw so many Chief fans, and I'm gathering based on their tweets and comments on Twitter that they didn't want us to draft Xavier Worthy.
I was gonna say, yeah, that's gonna say they probably didn't want him anyway. See, look at him. See, he's already. Look at him. It's a bad look. Come on, man. The kid just got there.
There was a lot of comments like, see, this is exactly why I didn't want a short, shifty guy. Of course, hamstring injuries already. And the one thing about Xavier Worthy was that while he is a small guy, small stature guy, he didn't miss time in college. He didn't miss any games in college. So it's like, you can't, I mean, you could say, oh yeah, short, shifty guys to get the hamstring injuries. He's never had one before, but he's missed games for. So it's like, yeah, like you say, it seems like it's precautionary. I'm sure if it was game day, I'm sure he pushed through it, but like, it's OTAs, day one of OTAs.
OTAs, man. Daggone. I mean, you got all off season. He's fine. This is something you'll see him probably next to the OTA mini camp. He'll be fine. It's not a big deal. And you got to take precaution with this guy, right? And he's probably was ready to go. And he's just like, man, I could go. Like, no, look, you haven't need. There's no need to chance it. Why? Why you want to do it? We're not playing a game next week. You know, we're not playing right now. So we don't need for you to be on the field. You're good. Don't worry about it. Don't, you know, and so, like you said, those guys, people that was talking about his hamstring, probably didn't want him anyway. Noah Torres said he's a fast guy. Hamstrings come with it. Absolutely. No doubt about it. This is the realm they live in as far as fast guys. You know, us fast guys, we know what that is all about, right? So, you know.
It's true. And you and I have had this conversation before during season. That's a different animal, though. If you get a hamstring in season, is it that's where it became problematic. Yes, it's OTA, so it's an amazing time to have a hamstring injury.
Yeah.
When it comes in season, that's where you'd worry. Like on a week five game, he hurts his hamstring, and then it's like, oh no, like you only have a limited time to get right for your next game where you have to exercise, you have to, you know, move your hamstring again, and you know, in a game situation. Is that something that like would worry you more so, obviously?
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
No, not necessarily. You know, when you have, and somebody's making a good on here and said, why position would get thin again quick with injuries and Rice suspension. Fingers crossed by June the 1st. It's going to be a long season. It's a long off season. One thing you don't want to do is you don't want it to become a problem, Marcus. Okay. You don't want to put a guy out there and he's trying, and he's not communicating with the staff. He's not telling people like, hey man, how do you feel? And next thing you know, it's like, yeah, man, my hamstring was tight. They're like, what? You've been tight this whole time. You ain't told anybody. Yeah, I thought I could push through it. No, we're not doing that. Okay, you cost too much money. You the first round pick. We have you here for a reason. Anything that goes on with you, you need to let us know. Okay, immediately. Even if you're during the off season, you're somewhere else, and let's say you're on the beach or something, you need to call the trainers and let them know what's going on with yourself. And so, this is part of like what OTAs and those things consist of, because guys are trying to show themselves. They're trying to show themselves, right? Everybody want to see Xavier Worthy and, you know, Brown and whatnot. But this is another game Xavier Worthy can learn from Brown, Hollywood Brown, right? Hollywood Brown has some injuries, things he had to deal with. What did you do to get right? So if I'm Hollywood Brown, I'm like, hey man, all y'all come over here with me. Look, I'm gonna take all of y'all under my wing. All y'all young guys, okay? I've been here for a number of years. I got a little bit of an experience to know how to deal with some things. I know what guys to go to, what you need to do to take care of your body. We need to work on those things right now. Pono Kawhi said, hey, Jason, are those hamstrings injured from a lack of hydration? It could be. You know what? You have this with young guys. Young guys, they fail to understand what you need, what is pertinent for them. To go out there. Kansas City is hot. It's humid. And people need to understand, especially these young guys, like you got to stay hydrated, but you got to stay, you got to stretch out. You got to make sure you take care of everything. Okay. So whatever that hydration may be, why you have the lack of it, you need to fix it if that's part of the problem. And it could be, Pono, for sure. But it could just be anything, like a guy's just tweaking, just coming out of the break or whatever. But everything you need to do to maintain your peak condition and physicality, that's what you need to do. So think about it. Tyreek, yeah, for sure. You know, he had Tyreek, and that's what it is. You know, he's young guys. So, yeah, he'll be fine. Charles Jarvis said, worthy play with a broken hand, so he's a tough son of a gun. Yeah, he is.
Yeah,
I think that's really like one of the reasons I loved having him here, because I seen what he was able to go through college. So he ain't somebody that's going to lay down on you. You don't have to worry about that, no. Right? I don't think he's one of those guys you had to question. I think Andy was talking about him asking questions too, that he's a bright guy. He's learning those things. So that's promising. This guy wants to get better. So you just got to learn how to maintenance everything as well when you get into the NFL. It's a different thing, man. I'm telling you, it's a different thing from college. It really is. So, but he'll learn. He'll learn. With the right people around him, he'll learn. Okay. Press conference. It was just precautionary. Yeah. So that's what I thought too. I think they did say that. So
yeah.
No sense to chant.
Didn't stop precautionary, but it didn't stop Chief fans to go to get nuts about it on Twitter about how we already have a hamstring injury prone guy on our team who's never had a hamstring injury that forced him to miss games in his career.
Hey, look, we understand, okay? Because the position that we're in, I'm talking about Chiefs and Chiefs fan and all that, it's going to be arrows. Flam, 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 all everything, right? That's what it's going to be. That's what it's going to consist of. We understand that. Nothing to worry about, nothing to be engaging, but this is good. The first day, we'll see these guys. It was great. It was great to see some of the defense, seeing Trent McDuffie go up there and talk about some of these things. It was wonderful. I think that was I think the defense is going to look pretty stellar too, Marcus. Yeah. I told you one of the positions, man, is that corner. I want to see what that corner is going to look like all through camp. Mm-hmm. So
a lot of people are buying Joshua Williams' stock right now. I saw Arrowhead Act. One of the Arrowhead publications, they were saying to buy Joshua Williams' stock right now. But I think you're on the Jalen Watson train though. I think you're on the Jalen Watson number two train.
I'm on both of those trains, brother.
Me too. Hey,
to be honest with you, both those guys, man, are ballers. I think both of them would do it, and that's a good thing because we have depth. Like I said, we have depth there. We have two capable guys that can be starters. I have no doubt on either one their ability. They'll be ready. They'll be ready.
So final topic before we get out of here, just a quick one. So Travis Kelce did an exclusive interview with Zen Water. It's a new company that he's a spokesperson for. But in the interview, they asked him how long does he plan on playing, and he says he wants to win 6 Super Bowls like Michael Jordan. Quote, Vince Lombardi at the end of the year with my teammates and my coaches and the fan base in Kansas City. That's what I've got my mindset on. 3 more, here we come. JD, that's gotten a lot of people posting clips of Travis Kelce when he said last year he's going to play till the wheels fall off.
Yeah.
When I read that, I was like, it's going to be pretty excited. Because he's not saying 3 more years. He's saying 6 Super Bowls, however long it takes, obviously within reason. But it doesn't sound like he's setting a year marker on it. I know he got the extension to make him the highest paid tight end in the league, but it's not setting a year on it. It's saying, I want 6 Super Bowls. I'm going to do whatever I can to get to 6 Super Bowls. What should we think? Is a lot of people have said when they saw his extension, say, yep, he's done in 2 years. That's it. But now it seems like it's going to be more than that.
I don't know, man. Travis is, you know, he's feeling good right now. So, shoot, he wants 6 more rings. Hey, bring it on. Bring it on. He's feeling great. So, we don't know. It may change in 2 years. We have no idea. Especially at this age, and he's granted that, right? He's earned that right to say that. See, hey, we could see. So Travis does a good job taking care of his body. He can have a long career like Witt, like TG, you know, trying to do those things where he could keep playing. I think he loves playing football. He loves being around his guys. You know, that to me is the indication that, you know, he's going to be around for a little while. Okay. I don't think he wants to break any of that up. But and somebody said something about, does Tyreek miss playing with Pat? Absolutely, he does. You know, he does. You know, he does. So I know. Yeah.
Even Charvarius Ward misses playing with Pat. And, you know, he had the sale by the Super Bowl week. They say everything's better in San Francisco. Then this week he's saying, you know, I think we're a really good team, just not better than the Chiefs because they have Patrick Mahomes at quarterback. So I think a lot of people have missed playing with Pat.
Yeah, of course. I mean, why wouldn't you, right? So,
And with the whole, like, Travis Kelce, you know, like, he obviously loves playing. But, like, it's, you know, he goes to these – he's going to all of Taylor Swift's concerts and tours. And that is her arena. Like, you know, the tours and concerts, that's her arena. That's her stadium. So when he's back playing with us, it's like, this is where I feel alive. Like, how she feels alive playing and performing in front of so many people. When he performs every Sunday in front of us, it's, you know, that is his thing. That's what makes him, you know, like, that's his thing. And obviously he's a talented guy, SNL, he's going to Hollywood. He's doing a lot of things now, but
yeah,
Dave, that's his place of work and it's his business. So it's like
his business.
Mm-hmm. So
until he feels comfortable to make that transition into Hollywood or whatever, then I think you know, he's happy where he's at right now, and it's good for us. So
yeah, I hope he's not done in 2 or 3 years. I hope it continues until we get 6, however long it takes. If it does take 3 years, then hey, yeah. All right, that's fine. See you later.
Wendy said he was probably tipsy. It could have been too.
Yeah, very true.
Yeah, yeah. Why not?
I don't think there's any alcohol in Zen water.
Huh? Yeah, right.
There's any alcohol in that Zen water that
he's drinking. So I'm off camera, like, oh, you know. Yeah.
You can fill the Zen water up with vodka. It's clear. You can't tell the difference anyway. that's what we used to do back in the day. And we were underage. In college, 18, 19 years old, you know, like, fill your water bottles with vodka. Stadiums couldn't tell.
Yeah. I remember in college, man, we used to go to the Derby. You know, Derby just happened, you know, a couple of weeks ago. So we would take a cooler and, you know, the old styrofoam coolers, and you would put ice all on the bottom of it. At the very top of it, we just put like high C punch. Okay. Mm. So, but at the very bottom of it, you couldn't see it, was all vodka.
Good move.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. Vodka or like the, what is that? The, the grain alcohol. You know, so you can make some hooch.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. That was fun. That was fun. A couple of people, you know, in the infield and in Louisville was crazy. So.
Yeah. That's always a fun time to think about the unique ways we used to get around paying for alcohol or, you know, even, you know, getting away with the underage drinking.
Yeah. Yeah. So. We was old enough because obviously college, but you know, hey, Everclear, there you go. That's it. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah, it's at hooch. I know there's a few people over here that had a couple little sips, huh? You know, partaked in a libation before, I'm sure. So, yeah, it's good.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. Well, we appreciate everyone coming in our show earlier today. Coming out with us tonight, hanging out with us, talking OTAs, everything about it. We love you guys as always. Thank you for engaging with us. JD, I love you, brother.
Marcus, man, I love you too. And my sentiment is the same with you all. Appreciate each and every one of y'all coming in, talking to us. We love the chat. We love engaging with each and every one of you all. Y'all just bring so much joy to us, man. We love every one of y'all, man, for our Chief Concerns community. Our family, y'all are family with us, okay? And we love you, and we always will love you. So y'all keep it going. Y'all enjoy the weekend. Anything come up? If not, man, we'll see y'all next week for sure. Y'all be easy. Y'all take care of yourself. Y'all be careful, all right? Make your decisions. Y'all have a good time.
Yep. All right. Have a good long weekend, everybody. Memorial Day weekend, we'll be back on Monday night to Memorial Day Eve. Probably a quick little show. I know everyone's going to be at home. Basically, at the end of Memorial Day night, that's pretty much the week. That's like a Sunday night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Everybody's coming in, dragging in and stuff. Yeah. Charles, Kathy, I'm the Brown, Wendy, Mel Matrix, About Time, Sandman, Mike, Wendy, Pono. Let me see. I'm trying to name everybody in here. I seen Wizzy Burrows, Kathy, Charles, I probably already said your name. You know, I'm saying it again, brother. But good. Hey, man, Samuel, Jules, Cameron, appreciate each and every one of you all. Missed you, the barbershop, my brother. Good always seeing you. Okay. Y'all take care. Have a good weekend. Love you. Love you, Marcus.
Love you,
talk to you soon. Rick, see you, bro.
See you, everybody. Have a good weekend.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for watching. Subscribe here to get the latest from the show. Also, be sure to check out the best clips from Chief Concerns. And if you prefer to listen to the show, subscribe and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.